Let's talk financing for rental properties tonight. It's a question we get an awful lot around here. Can I get a conventional loan on an investment property? What is non-recourse financing? Can I get a VA loan and buy a rental property? I'll answer all of those questions and as many as I possibly can on today's show. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of the company called Morris Invest. We are a full-service rental real estate company. That means that we build the properties, new construction properties from the ground up with high-end features like stainless steel appliances and granite countertops. Then we rent them out to great tenants so our clients get a cash-flowing property from day one. And we have all types of financing built into our properties, so we know a thing or two about these types of financing options. And we've seen it all, like the State Farm or the Farmers commercials. We've seen it all. So what is an investment property? Well, an investment property includes any residence from which that you can earn a rental income or you purchase to flip and sell for a profit. It could be a condo, an apartment, manufactured home, a house can qualify as well. Or a rental property, even if you live in it yourself for part of the year, just part of the year. Investment properties usually refer to 1 to 4 unit residential homes rather than commercial properties, which are apartment complexes. Those are like 5 units and above and shopping centers. So that's not what we're talking about. So what is an investment property loan? How do you get it? Well, investment property loans carry higher mortgage rates and they're stricter lending standards than standard mortgages. They include a higher down payment amount. That's very important for you to understand. It's not much, but it is higher. And to qualify for investment property financing on a single family home, you'll need a down payment of at least 15 to 20%. If you have good credit, you may qualify for the lower 15% down amount, depending on the lender. You can find them. Rental property loans for multifamily homes require a 25% down payment. Now, one of my favorite tools is the conventional loan, folks, because let's be honest, rates are freaking low right now, lower than I've ever seen them in my lifetime. We had a client just recently lock in a 30-year loan last week at 2.85%. 2.85%, that's like free money. So let's talk conventional investment for a while and property financing. A conventional loan is your only option if you want to buy a true investment property. That is a property that you plan to rent or sell, but not live in it, okay? Not live in it. So conventional loans require a 15 to 25% down payment depending on the type of property you're buying. And the credit score minimums will be higher than the government programs, okay? However, so you need to be around 680. However, you also have the flexibility to own the property without a residency requirement, okay? It's important. And FHA multi-unit financing, here's the next one, that are loans that are backed by the Federal Housing Administration, FHA. They're attractive if you're struggling to save up for a big down payment or if your credit score is under that 620 range. The credit score and your down payment requirements for an FHA loan for an investment property are lower than conventional loans. And you can use rental income to qualify, which is awesome. But there's a catch. You must reside at the property for a minimum of 12 months. So what about a duplex? Great idea, right? All right, let's talk about a VA multi-unit financing. These are loans guaranteed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. You don't have to have a minimum credit score or a down payment requirement, and you can qualify as active duty service members, veterans, and eligible spouses can use a VA loan to buy a property up to 7 units, including one designated for business. Now, the borrower must live in one of the property units or intend to live there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Then you have alternative financing. Perhaps you have a substantial down payment, excellent credit score, but you will want to avoid the cumbersome income documentation process required by all the institutional lenders out there. So, you know, there's all these different forms of it. So if that's the case, you might have a debt-to-service ratio loan through a banker or a mortgage broker might make sense for you. But an alternative loan will likely carry a higher interest rate than any other form of financing, but you might get a lower monthly payment with an easier loan process. So to qualify, you're going to need a high credit score and a down payment of 25 to 30%. And you need proof that your monthly rental income is at or above your monthly loan payment. All right, now let's talk about two of my other favorite options right now. And one of those is Fund and Grow. Okay. Many of you have heard me talk about them before. We've got a tab on our website called funding. So if you go to morrisinvest.com/funding, you'll see the funding tab right there, and you'll see how to qualify with Fund & Grow. Now, we give you $500 off your sign up with them because we've partnered with them. So if you sign up through our website, you'll save $500. But it's a lot better than a hard money loan. I saw a question earlier before we started the show about hard money loans. And because you're not paying all the points and the additional fees that you get from hard money loans, the fee that you pay to work with Fund & Grow is way less than you would get if you worked with a traditional hard money lender to get money. Now, what they do, it's very fascinating. You can watch the full video. Again, go to our website, and you can learn a lot more about how you can get 0% interest funding through them with business credit cards. So what they do is they'll work with you, and they'll get you multiple business credit cards. They'll set up an LLC for you. They'll go through the whole process. They'll negotiate with the banks. We've done full videos here with the team over at Fund & Grow, so please check out those videos if you want further information about it. And then you'll be able to use the money on those credit cards at 0% for like the first year. Now, this is great if you want to get into a property, rehab it, or even do a buy and hold property that you're going to cash out, refinance. So pulling the money back out of it. This is a process I've gotten about $170,000 in financing from them in my first round. Then I got $90,000 in my second round of financing with them. And I was able to buy multiple rental properties using this method at 0% interest. And then we refinanced the property into a 30-year loan after that. It enabled me to jump on a deal quickly and have 0% interest. It's a fantastic vehicle. Plus, because they're using business credit cards, you get to travel for free. You get like airline miles and bonuses and cashback rewards. It's really killer. So if you're interested in that as an option, again, go to our website. It's morrisinvest.com/funding. Now, one of my other favorite ways is non-recourse financing. Now, this is going to blow your mind if you don't know what this is. Now, for a lot of international investors, you might already know about this because you don't have residency in the United States. You don't have a bunch of other things set up in the United States, and that's okay because non-recourse financing is tied to the investment property itself. So we've partnered with a bank. Let me give you an example, okay? Let me give you one of our new construction townhomes, right, that we have for sale right now. It's just completed. There's a tenant living in the property, brand new construction. When we partner with the banks on non-recourse financing, they're involved in our entire process of the building of it. They're analyzing the neighborhood. They're looking at the floor plans and the drawings before we even build the property. They're studying the demographics of the neighborhood. Then they're allowing us to build in non-recourse financing into the finished product for a client. So what do I mean? I'm going to go a little bit deeper here, and don't lose me because this is an amazing form of financing. The bank says, okay, we are going to put our name and money on the asset itself, the property itself, not you, the borrower. Did you hear me? It's not tied to your personal name. So with non-recourse, there's no recourse for you. If you vanish, disappear to Guatemala, that bank has already said, this is a great property, it's appreciating, there's a tenant living in the property paying the rent, it's brand new construction, we've studied the demographics of this neighborhood, we are putting our money in position on this property, not you. You disappear to Guatemala, they take the property back, and it's a great asset for them. It's rare to find this. It takes about a year to set up non-recourse financing. So we've developed these relationships internally at our company so that anybody who wants non-recourse financing with our properties can get it when you close. What's great about it, though, is that, like I said, you have a variety of options that you can use, even with using retirement vehicles. I mean, you can use part of a 401k, an IRA, self-directed IRA, plus non-recourse financing. You can be living overseas and not have all of the things that you would need as a U.S. citizen to invest in the United States. So there's incredible things that come with non-recourse financing. Now, let's talk about the down payments are going to be a little higher, usually around 35-40% down on non-recourse financing, and the interest rate will be a little bit higher. But again, it's not tied to your personal name. So when you're going to, when you're getting conventional financing on a property, you can only get up to 10 rental properties under your own name. You're only allowed 10 rental properties with conventional financing. What do you do after 10 properties? How do you get additional rental properties? You can't with conventional financing. So you need to get non-recourse or some other method. And what's great about non-recourse is that it also allows you to buy the property in an LLC. And it has to be an investment. They want it in an LLC. So you buy it with your own company for liability protection. It's not tied to you personally. It's a powerful way of acquiring real estate. So when someone says to me that they don't know how they can get started in real estate investing, there are so many creative ways that we can pull together and think about here. You know, buying a property with conventional financing right now, using a portion of your solo 401k or self-directed IRA as a down payment, and then on top of that, adding in, you know, non-recourse financing or conventional financing, pairing these programs together. A lot of times we'll talk to clients on the phone and they're blown away. They didn't know they could pair these things up. They're like, oh my God, I've had $40,000 in this retirement account that's been sitting there doing nothing. You mean to tell me that's all I need for a down payment? I can use that $40,000 or $45,000 as the down payment and then get an interest 2.85% loan for the rest? That's like free money. And then you get the tax benefits of owning the rental property and it becomes like a wash, right? You own that down payment almost, you get fully back on your taxes if you do it properly. So those are some basic ways I look for in my real estate financing options. Let's talk about, is it hard to get a loan? A lot of people ask this question. Is it hard to get a loan to finance a rental property? And the answer is no. The answer is no. Look, if you've got a 620 credit score or even higher, then you can find financing for rental properties. And like I said before, if you've got above a 620 credit score, 620 is kind of the cutoff, right? You can work with Fund and Grow on our website. If you go to morrisinvest.com/funding, that's really the cutoff there. And they'll actually work with you to improve your credit so that by the time you're done working with them, you've got a 700 credit score or even higher. So that's not a limitation, okay? Credit scores, yeah, it's a little bit, but there's also non-recourse financing, not tied to your personal credit. So if you're worried about credit, there are ways around it, okay? How do you finance a rental property? Well, I've just given you so many options. People wonder, how can I do this? Do I have to just do conventional? And no, you don't have to just do conventional. You can work with private money lenders. You can work with non-recourse lenders. You can work with Fund and Grow. You can partner up with a number of individuals. So there are maybe three friends that you have. You all have $30,000. Maybe you come together, the three of you, form an LLC and buy rental properties that way so that one person doesn't have to carry the burden. There are multiple ways to do this. Just got to get creative and think about it. How many loans can I get for a rental property? This is another great question that we get on a regular basis. And if it's conventional, 10 is the amount of loans that you can get. Conventional financing up to 10, and then you'd have to look at other alternatives. That's why the beauty of non-recourse financing, we have a lot of clients who own, you know, 8, 9, 10 properties. They come to us and like, I can't get any more conventional financing. What do I do? And we'll tell them, great, guess what? You can use non-recourse financing and get as many properties as you want inside of your LLC. There's no limit to what you can do. I want to go back and talk about the VA loan just a little bit because this is fascinating and it's not that strict. Now, we've had Mike Foster here on the show before. He's written a book on military house hacking. He was a great guest. He's become a great friend of our show. And one of the things that he talked about is that you have to show intent that you plan to live in the property when you're buying it. So let's say, let me just throw out a hypothetical, okay? You work with us because you want to buy one of our new construction duplexes at our company. So you intend to buy it because you want to live in one half of the property in Texas. You get a VA loan for that rental property. You get your electric turned on in your own name. You get your gas turned on in your own name. You plan to move to that duplex, and you're going to rent out the second half of that duplex. Now, all the wheels are in motion. You're moving there, right? You've already got the VA loan on the property, right? With 0% down, by the way. This is the beauty of a VA loan, no money down. Like, come on, right? If you have access to a VA loan, take it. Do not waste this opportunity. And please, 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 if you've got a VA loan, don't buy a house for you to live in that's a single family. Buy a four unit, buy a duplex, buy a triplex, and live in one side of it, rent out the other sides, and then move after a little while. You don't have to stay there, but you have to show intent that you're going to live there. And I would say, you know, maybe live there for 6 months. Do what you need to do to solidify that loan and prove to the VA that you're intending to live there. But that is an amazing opportunity, 0% down. And the interest rates are great right now as well. But you just have to show that intent. Now, as Mike pointed out in our interviews with him, he said, you know, VA loans, they really favor active duty, but veterans are also considered an essential part of this. The loan itself is set up more for active duty. So there you go, folks. Those are some great ways to finance rental properties. You've got conventional financing right now. We work with a lot of clients that do conventional financing. We have great lenders that we work with. So if you book a call with us at Morris Invest, we'll help you with that. 2.85% right now? Are you kidding me? Again, that's like free money. Then we've also got non-recourse financing, which is the asset itself is being provided financing by the bank, not you, the person. That means it's great for international investors and people who want to exceed that 10 property limit. We've also got VA loans. We've got hard money lending that's available. We've got fund and grow options that allow you to get money for, you know, even if it's just a down payment at 0% interest, a whole boatload of opportunities for you to get some free money, some great money. Remember, nobody really has gotten wealthy with their own money completely. Mostly, all millionaires I know have used other people's money as leverage to build wealth. A bank is willing to lend to you. They want to lend to you. Work with them, get some great opportunities for leverage right now, and buy a rental property. I mean, we're sitting on amazing, amazing interest rates right now, folks. Jump, take advantage of this while you still can. So that is my look at financing for rental properties. I hope I answered some great questions for you. Now we're going to open it up for a lot of other questions and answers here on the show.